Now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Omelian Kovch was born on the 20th of August 1884 in the picturesque southern Galician village of Kosmoch in the Carpathian Mountains. The family was full of priests. His father was a parish priest and his mother was the daughter of a parish priest. After completing his studies in Lviv, he embarked on the road of priesthood. He spent 6 years in Rome as a seminarian in Greek Catholic College of St. Sergius and Bacchus and as a student at the University Urbania of the Congregate of the Propagation of Faith. In 1922, after the Polish-Ukrainian War ended, Father Omelian was appointed to the parish of Peremyshlyane, a town which, like most in Galicia, was composed primarily of three nationalities, Jews, Poles, and Ukrainians. Throughout the interwar years, Father Omelian developed a vibrant ministry that included a rich liturgical life, organized cultural activity, and multifaceted social outreach. With the arrival of the Nazis, the persecution of Jews began immediately. One day the Germans threw firebombs into a synagogue in Peremyshlyane, closed the doors, and surrounded the building with soldiers. Representatives of the Jewish community ran to the Kovch house to seek help and find sanctuary with the Greek Catholic priest. Father Omelian immediately ran to the synagogue. In perfect German and with decisive moral outrage, he ordered the soldiers to desist. The Germans were so shocked by the courageous priest that they dispersed. Father Omelian rushed to the doors of the synagogue and began pulling the terrorized Jewish congregants from the flames. In 1942, the Germans created a ghetto for Jews in Peremyshlyane. From there, they were deported to death camps. The Greek Catholic pastor began organizing different strategies for harboring Jews. It is not known how many Jews Father Omelian hid in different places or how many he kept alive by organizing the delivery of food to their hiding places. His reputation as a reliable defender of Jews spread rapidly. Many members of the Jewish community began turning to Father Omelian with a request that he baptize them in the hope that this would increase their chances for survival. On the 30th of December 1942, Father Kovch was arrested. The Gestapo transported him to Lviv, where he was held and tortured in the prison on Lonskoho Street. Despite the brutalization that he endured in prison, the priest of 30 years with experience in every possible type of pastoral situation welcomed the calling to become a spiritual father in a new context, ministering in the notorious Nazi death camp Majdanek. With remarkable convictions and expressions of devotion, personal freedom and spiritual fulfillment, Father Omelian Kovch died on March the 25th of 1944, 3 months before the liberation of the Majdanek camp on July the 23rd, 1944. Some 80,000 people were killed in the camp over 34 months, including about 59,000 Jews. For many prisoners, blessed Omelian Kovch was their pastor. Today he bears the title Pastor of Majdanek. On January the 9th of 1999, the Jewish Council of Ukraine proclaimed him a Righteous of Ukraine. On April the 24th, 2009, the Synod of Bishops of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church solemnly proclaimed Blessed Priest, Martyr, Omelian Kovch, Patron of Priests of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, Shalom!
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.